Hebrews, chapter 1. At many times, and in various ways, God, having spoken long ago to the fathers through the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe, who, being the radiance of his glory and the exact image of his essence, the one sustaining all things by the power of his word, when he by himself had made purification of our sins, sat down in the place of supreme honor and authority of the majesty on high, having become so much superior to the angels, since he has inherited a greater and more elevated name than they. For to which of the angels did he say at any time, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? Psalm 2, verse 7. And again, "I will be a father to him, and he will be a son to me." 2 Samuel 7, 14. And again, when he brought the firstborn into the world, he said, "And let all the angels of God worship him." On the one hand, concerning the angels, he said, "Who makes his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire?" Psalm 104, verse 4. But, on the other hand, he said concerning the Son, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the scepter of your kingdom is the scepter of uprightness. You have loved righteousness and hated sin. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of extreme joy, together with your companions." Psalm 45, verses 6 and 7. "And you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They will be destroyed, but you remain. They will all get old like clothing, and you will roll them up as a cloak, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will never end." Psalm 102, verses 25, 26, and 27. But to which of the angels has he said at any time, "Sit here in this place of honor and authority, until I make your enemies the footstool of your feet"? Psalm 101, verse 1. Are they not all ministering spirits, sent out to serve for the sake of those who are about to inherit the culmination of our salvation, the glorification of the body? This is the end of Hebrews, chapter 1. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.